From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're watching the Oscars and the BAFTAs and all the other events over red carpet season, you'll be aware that it doesn't just bring glamour, it also brings what you might call body standards for the year. This year, a trend towards extreme thinness has sparked concern, yet we're also told never to comment on somebody else's body shape. So has this well-meaning rule gone too far is the question, and are we now avoiding conversations that we really need to have? Catherine Brasica, novelist and columnist, joins us now. Catherine, how are you today?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us. Remind me a bit, will you, of what we were watching at the Oscars? Because I have to say, my mind doesn't go to those things. I tend to just notice speeches and winners and stuff like that. But it kind of sets it where body shape is at any one particular moment, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I suppose, how we judge how female celebrities are looking, unfortunately. You know, you get all of the like photos on your Instagram, on your social media. You get a lot of people gathered in one place looking their best, I suppose. And then you have all the captions saying, you know, so-and-so stuns on red carpet or looks amazing or whatever it is. And I think you see these pictures and you start to kind of get an idea for how you should look or how you should avoid Sure. looking as well.
And what you were seeing this year, people think it was really a step towards something which we used to see years ago, which is extreme thinness, wasn't it?
I think so. Like, I was quite shocked and concerned, I think, when I was seeing some of these photos of some of these celebrities. And there were all of these rumors, I think, coming out of the award season of celebrities who are microdosing GLP-1 drugs. So they're drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy or these weight loss drugs in order to maintain their thinness. Because I think it's slightly different in how extreme it is and how unachievable it is for normal people to just look that way. I think that coupled with certain plastic surgeries that we're seeing, I think it's a far cry from the kind of Kim Kardashian look that we were seeing 10 years ago, you know?
Right. It's very dispiriting, I have to say, because it's an impossible ideal. And we thought we'd kind of moved away from that, didn't we?
I think so, you know, and I really feel for young people growing up today, because I remember growing up, you know, in the early 2000s and seeing things like America's Next Top Model, you know, and there's now since been a documentary released by Netflix about that and about how unhealthy those women were. And then again, I'm seeing stuff coming out of this award season that the runway sizes of the dresses are actually too large for current Hollywood celebrities, you know, because they've become so small. So I'm kind of really worried about that. And I kind of think, you know, of course, like, nobody should be shamed for how they look. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure on women in particular to look a certain way and to be a certain way. But at the same time, if we don't start talking about this, it's so easy for, once everybody looks this way, for it to be normal.
But isn't that the really hard part, talking about it? Because it seems as if there's nothing you can say anymore. You can't point out if you think somebody is thin. You can't point out if somebody is the opposite of that. It just seems to become an impossible conversation.
I think so. But I think it's not the same on both sides, I suppose, because look, we're not shy about talking about people if they're a bit bigger. You know, I think if you don't fit into the beauty standard, you know it, you know, and whether that's in a positive way where you're kind of hailed as a body positivity icon, you know, for daring to step outside and being called brave. And of course, I do actually think to not look the Hollywood beauty standard in the public eye, it actually probably does take some courage, you know. But then at the same time, we see celebrities who are getting loads and loads of hate comments, you know, for how they look, if they're a bit bigger. And they can't really seem to escape this conversation no matter what. And yet, if you are on the opposite side, where you're very, very thin, well, nobody's talking about it. So right. I think there is a notable difference there.
Okay. But I was thinking of one celebrity, as you were talking about that, who is CMAT, who has been very straightforward about saying, this is who I am. This is how most people that I know look. This is a normal body shape. She was slammed, wasn't she?
She was absolutely slammed, and she has a song about it, Take a Sexy Picture of Me, where she, you know, tries to, I think she said, make people feel so uncomfortable for the things that they say about her body, you know. And she said, you know, I was just wearing clothes and everyone was very annoyed at me for that, because that's it. Like, she doesn't get to opt out and say, don't talk about my body, guys, because people are going to be talking about it anyway. Like, you can't exist really without it being a conversation. And I think Nicola Coughlan as well has said, like, she doesn't really want to be part of this movement that's going on because she just wants people to concentrate on her acting. But I think we're so obsessed with women's bodies, particularly when they're not the gold standard, that we talk about it anyway, you know?
CMAP, the BBC had to disable the comments under the video, which speaks volumes, and it's I find it hard to believe. It boils down to that then, though. How do you proceed? How do you start to have a conversation if you see somebody and you're concerned?
Yeah, well, look, I wish I had the perfect answer for every question like this, you know, but it's definitely a conversation that we need to have. And I think, you know, I think we still view thinness as the ultimate standard and fat as a bad word, you know. And I think if we need to remove the shame from the equation, suddenly we can talk about it. Because I think people feel like if you start talking about concerns you have, you're insulting people. But if you're coming from a place of real concern and care, I think that's a completely different conversation.
Okay, Catherine, thank you very much for that today. Thank you very much for joining us. Great. Catherine Prasivka there, novelist and columnist.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.